Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang dhammang sanghang namassami. Good morning. Let's do some meditation. So let's sit comfortably with our back straight. Close our eyes. Relax our shoulders down. Relax our foreheads and our faces. Let's bring awareness to our body. Let's start with the top of our head. And let's gradually move down the body. And take your time and see if there's any blank areas that you can't feel. There's just no sensation there. If you find any blank areas, then just take your time and see if you can feel that spot with more sensitivity and patience. Can you feel every little spot as your awareness slowly moves downwards? Even behind your ears, or even inside your ears, everywhere. Around your eyes, your entire face. And just gradually keep moving down. So the neck. I find the front surface is always easier to feel than the back surface. Back of the head, back of the neck, back of the shoulders. And let's move down the torso. We're just bringing a sensitivity to what it feels like. It's not like we are wanting to change it or visualize it. This is just sensitivity of what the nerves are actually telling us. Let's likewise do our arms from our shoulders down to the elbows. And onwards to our fingertips. And likewise, let's do our legs. Don't forget behind your knees. That's an easy to miss spot. And on down to our feet. Even between our toes. Even our toenails. Can you feel all of your toenails? Even the tips of your toes. If it begins to feel frustrating because there's some place that's difficult to feel, take note of the emotions that arise, but don't let them take over your mind. Note the emotion arising. But can we keep an intention of acceptance? Accepting that this is just what it's like today or just right now. If you try again tomorrow, it might be different. Some parts of the body may not regain sensitivity for even weeks. But I would encourage you to patiently persist in this exploration of mindfulness of the body. It's well worth it to restore the grounded feeling, the ease of mind that comes when we regain that mindfulness which was lost. And sometimes emotions can come along with this exploration that you weren't expecting, unpleasant ones. You might be surprised by what you find. But that doesn't change the technique. The technique is just to be sensitive to what is there. Once you've been sensitive, that's all you need do. That was your mindfulness. difficult emotions. May persist for longer than we would like. But if we're patient, they will eventually settle back down. Patience is the key here. Okay, so let's return back to the top of our head and do it again. Slowly fill in the awareness of all the spots on your body as you move downwards again towards your feet. With more repetition, it gradually becomes easier. Can you have a sense of trust that this sensitivity will improve if you're finding it not as easy as you would like? It's a skill just like any other, which improves with practice. There's a balance to be found where we don't go too quickly because we may pass over some spot on our body without really tuning into the feeling. And on the other hand, if there's a more numb or blank area that you may find, maybe stay there for 20 or 30 seconds just to see if it improves. The sensitivity may return, but don't spend too long. Only give it about 20 or 30 seconds before you continue onward. We wouldn't want to invite our mind to start wandering out of boredom. If there's some numb place, even after 20 or 30 seconds, that's okay for now. When you come for another pass later on, maybe it'll be better. It's better to just keep moving after the 20, 30 seconds. So not too quickly, not too slowly either. In time, we can find a pace that works for us, where our mindfulness remains steady and continuous. Once you get down to your toes, return back to the top of the head again. If you're wondering what the value of this is, if you don't have any blissful sensations, perhaps, just trust that this grounding in your body will benefit you no matter what you go do next, no matter what you do with your day. To be grounded in your body will always serve you better. When you talk to people, when you do things, the more grounded we are, the better. Makes us into more calm and emotionally stable people. Okay, so let's open our eyes. Let us now invite our departed relatives, friends, and all beings to rejoice in the merit we have made. Let us recite together. Idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang no nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang wo nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Eta vata ca amhehi sampadang punya sampadang sabbe satta anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Let us make an aspiration for Nibbana. Please repeat after me. Idang me punyang asawakaya wahang hotu. Idang me punyang Nibbanasa pachayo hotu.